Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation,
hey.
Everybody!
Hey.
For us to dish on your latest celebrity news.
Are you ready? Yes.
Well, sit tight. We got a lot to discuss. But first, we got to say hello to the fun folks there in Atlanta. Hello.
Hey, T.O. What's up, baby?
Good to see you. Now, the Golden Globe nominations are out, and a lot of big names are being recognized. We're talking Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Jennifer Lopez,
what?
Or just to name a few, but Heidi, what you got?
Well, the 2019 Miss Universe pageant was last night on Fox, and Steve Harvey hosted the competition for the fifth time around at Tyler Perry's new studio in Atlanta. Yep. And out of 90 women from various countries and territories competing around the globe for the Miss Universe title, the beauty that took home the crown was Miss South Africa, Zuzibini Tunzi.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Zuzibini is fire. She is very beautiful. And Steve
she
Harvey.
Is.
Now, but check this out. So Steve Harvey had another case of deja vu because it looked like Steve had inadvertently announced the wrong, contestant
again?
As the winner for the costume category. And then was corrected by Miss Malaysia. Just take a look.
Here's a look at the winner, Philippines. This is it right here. I thought I had on something fly, but girl, you just woo. Cake and oranges and potato chips. This is a lot. Yes.
It's not Philippines. It's Malaysia.
Okay, well, let me explain something to you. I just read that in the teleprompter. Y'all gonna quit doing this to me. I can read. It said now. They trying to fix it now. See, this is what they did to me back in 2015. Played me short like that. This is Malaysia. I really love this national costume of Malaysia.
He threw the bus back at them.
They wanted to start trending on Twitter, y'all. That's why they did this to him.
Okay, so it turns out that Harvey was correct in announcing Miss Philippines as the winner. It was a mistake of the production, as they were supposed to cut to a shot of Miss Philippines and then have him talk to Miss Malaysia, who was already standing next to him.
You can't do the lottery, nothing.
Don't be trying to explain it now. Y'all trying to set Uncle up.
I know. Like, you know what? If I swear to God, if I'm Steve Harvey and somebody goes, hey, they were thinking of having you host. No!
No,
no, but you haven't heard what the... No! No. Click.
Man. Well, moving on, the nominations for the 77th Golden Globe Awards were announced this morning, and all the big name stars will be attending. Now, up for Best Original Song in a Movie, it's going to be Taylor Swift for Cats versus Elton John for Rocketman versus Beyonce for Lion King, competing for the win. Kanye West is already working on his interruption speech as we speak. Now, as far as A-listers up for big awards, you got Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio, both nominated for their movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They both killed in that, but competing against them is going to be the homie Eddie Murphy. For his portrayal of the legendary comedian Dolomite, and Dolomite is my name. And Tom Hanks will have to compete with Brad Pitt as he got in for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Now, Jennifer Lopez is nominated for Supporting Actress for Hustlers. Joaquin Phoenix is, of course, nominated for Best Actor in a Drama for Joker. And on the TV side, Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon got in for The Morning Show. And Meryl Streep got nominated for Big Little Lies. And Billy Porter for Pose.
Oh, Meryl Streep totally deserves it for Big Little Lies because she brought in another level to that freaking show.
Meryl Streep.
Yes.
What about Jennifer Lopez? I mean, she went actually with the hustlers and the strippers to learn how they operate.
She did.
Yeah,
that was
a good
job.
Billy Porter.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
and, and I don't even, I haven't even seen the thing that Billy Porter did, but I'm a new Billy Porter fan. Like, this dude is like a living app. What can he not do? The dude can sing. He emotes well. Like, I mean, he sang next to a
Anita Baker.
I don't even know if we can talk about it because, like,
baby.
So he crushed it.
Wow, I didn't know he could sing like that.
I think they nominate people who are fun to party with, because the Golden Globes is the dinner with
you
the drinks,
so it's
who's going to be fun to party? No. Oh, I get Meryl. No. I get Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, guys, we talked about who got nominated for the 2020 Golden Globes, but now we need to discuss the biggest snubs, okay? Oh, now, after Joe Pesci and Al Pacino were nominated for their roles in the movie The Irishman, it makes sense that their co-star Robert De Niro would be nominated as well, but he was snubbed.
Wow.
Then, as we mentioned, Jennifer Lopez, she was nominated for Hustlers, but co-star Constance Wu lost out. Hmm.
And he wore those contacts that whole movie. You know old folks can't wear contacts.
Okay.
They were progressives.
You know?
The progressives contacts.
Adam Sandler was left out for his buzzed about dramatic performance in Uncut Gems. And shocker, Game of Thrones, which won the Emmys earlier this year, they were shut out of Best Television Series category by the Globe.
That is weird.
Because I didn't like that last
season.
Bye.
But they've been around forever.
That's why. It was the finale episode.
And they won the awards.
But the series finale episode. So many complaints by diehard GOT fans. So, yeah, they're like, no, we got to shut them
out. So much they were like, we want to reshoot. We want you to go back and redo the last episode.
Again, the Hollywood Foreign Press already met that entire cast. So they're not going to bring them back.
You would have
think somebody would have wanted to meet Adam Sandler, because I heard his movie Uncut Gems is actually good. They've been doing like sneak previews around the country. They say he kills it.
Mm.
Like, he's like actually serious in this.
Man. But maybe they just see Adam Sandler and go, oh, that can't be good. He'll be busy at the Razzies, won't he? We shouldn't even bother with
him. Because I heard he had Oscar buzz. I mean, possibly.
Yeah.
But the Golden Globes is the first to come out with their nominations. So they didn't know if the Oscars were pulling a prank on the Golden Globes and saying, oh, they're going to, Adam Sandler's going to get nominations.
Suckers. Right.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say whether or not
shampoo washes the hair, conditioner cleans it.
Well,
you
got one for that movie.
That was awesome, Brat.
That wasn't Brat.
She does a great Sandler, too.
Yo, so over the weekend, A-Rod dumped J-Lo?
Oh.
What?
What?
No! She's single?
Unthinkable.
Well, not really. Jennifer Lopez hosted SNL this weekend, and she did a skit where she was getting romantically involved with Pete Davidson, who played a roadie named Chad.
No.
And then A-Rod catches them, and all hell breaks loose. Just watch.
I shouldn't have these feelings for you, Chad. I just got engaged.
Oh, congrats.
And I'm in love with Alex.
Who that?
Rodriguez. A-Rod?
Rod.
I mean, seriously, what more could a girl want? I mean, he was a Yankee.
Yank.
But damn it. Part of me just wants to say screw it and make crazy love to you on this stage right here.
Sick.
You want to dance?
Okay.
No, I mean slow dance. Somebody had Doritos.
Jen?
Alex, this is my new choreographer.
No, Matt. I hope you're happy.
Alex, wait!
Do you think in the writer's room that Pete Davidson was like, no, but I think we should kiss. Like, I think, like, before, you know, because right there, that moment where you see and you're like, oh my God, are they really going to do it? I know he's like, I think we should.
No, but I can see Pete being the guy that'd be like, no, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. And then that's why girls really like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I think so, man.
I know for a fact he's the one who said he wanted to stand there naked.
Funny?
He's got good lips, though, too.
And you know what, Heidi? I didn't realize that he had nice teeth.
Yeah, he's got nice teeth.
Yeah, his teeth are kind of nice.
Very important.
Look at all the women on this show are like ready to give a piece.
And he's adorable.
I could squint. He could be a butch lesbian. I mean, I can walk around.
Just with the tattoos alone.
So everybody but me and Frank wants Pete the meat.
Pete the heat.
Pete the meat. Up next, honey, we'll take a look at my co-host red carpet style in What the Fashion, Dish Nation Edition. So come right back.
Dish Nation.
So I recently started playing Best Fiend Stars, and I am hooked. I compete against different teams, and my characters are awesome. Best Fiend Stars is snappy, quick, and rewarding experience, and you can smash your way through puzzles,
levels with super fun explosions and collect tons of cute characters along the way. Best Fiends Stars updates the game monthly with new levels, events, and or characters, so it never gets old. Another thing I love is that there is no internet required to play. It's great for when I'm traveling or just going about my day. I'm always playing during hair and makeup before Dish, and my goal is always to collect as many boosters as possible. You can engage with other players by joining a team where teammates help each other and even compete against other teams. So match and blast your way through explosive puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. There's even a fun social feature that allows you to team up with friends and family for all the fun. So why don't you download Best Fiends Stars for free? Find it on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Do it today. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Oh! Honey, I know the Beehive is swarming today because Elle Magazine just released an exclusive interview with Beyonce for their January 2020 issue. The diva debuted her new gender-neutral Ivy Park and Adidas collaboration line, and she also answered a few questions submitted by her fans. So fans were curious if Beyonce would ever go to pedestrian places like a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Darling, and the queen said, the last time I went to a supermarket, it was more like a bodega before a Madonna concert. Jay and I snuck into one in Crenshaw and bought some Cuervo and Funyun chips. And y'all know you see me at Target, and I see y'all trying to sneak pics. She also addressed those pregnancy rumors by telling everyone to get off my ovaries.
Okay.
That's Jay-Z rubbing off on her.
Yep. Queen B, let everybody know that they are not slick with the photos, honey.
And you know, I feel her on that. Like, dude, please get off her ovaries. That should be a question we should stop asking women. Like, for
are you
real.
Pregnant?
Yeah.
I just did a story this morning about you saying that you wanted another baby, so I'm going to stop asking that question.
Well, they asked me and I say in the future, but damn, they act like the next day they see me bloated, I'm pregnant.
No, yeah,
see,
that's such an insult to women.
Right. Right.
She just like sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, all right, y'all, it's time for What the Fashion? So the Urban One Honors, honey, just took place, and I couldn't make the appearance, y'all, this year because I think I probably had to see my gynecologist, so I don't know what it was. But anyway, honey, I was watching the Action Baby on social media. So, guess what?
What?
I figured that we'll take a look at some of the fashion choices, especially focusing in on what Brad and Hair Crack wore. Since I wasn't there, honey, to help y'all put it together, let's just see how they did. So, Brad, let's see, honey, what you were wearing, honey.
Well, honey, that's like jogging suit couture.
Yes, darling.
Yes, honey. Couture.
It's like a jogging suit torn apart by John the Stylist. It's no race, no gender.
Oh.
Yeah, it was super cute. It was so cute that Taraji hit me like, girl.
That look hella expensive.
I'm proud of you, girl. All
thank
right,
you.
Now,
yeah, you look like money, honey. I get your approval, Gary.
Yes, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Gary.
And next, y'all, honey, we have Hair Crack. You gave us a full 360 video of your fashion choice. So let's just see this.
Hey. How you get your own music on your thing? Now, how the hell you do that?
Let me tell you, my vibes was brought to you by the Rum Punch Bunch that I was hanging out with at the awards show. Like, it was definitely going down.
Well, I mean, it was nice, but I think we saw that look.
Wait, this combo?
Jacket,
he trying to claim that. You recycled a red carpet look.
But I wore it in a different city, so there it goes.
All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right, y'all, and today's deal is the Nanette Lepore Charging Wallet Tassel, honey. Yes, honey, get ready to get your entire life, baby, with this one. This wristlet has a built-in power bank that will allow you to charge your phone on the go. It's universally compatible with both Android and iPhone devices with a built-in cable, and it also features an interior lining with RFID data theft protection so that people won't be able to steal your ID through the case.
Oh, girl, this is high tech, honey.
It sure is, Gary. It's perfect for keeping your iPhone charged and your cards protected when shopping, traveling, and going out, honey. And it comes in 5 colors: navy, geometric, black, and black and white stripes, and your favorite, Gary, floral, bitch.
We did that with floral.
Now, these are fresh. I got to get me one of these. How much are they?
Well, usually they run as high as $60. But for our Dish Nation family, they're only
$20.
$20. That's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish sent you.
All right, coming up, Cardi B told Vogue magazine, would she do if a man cheats on her? Offset, better watch out, fam. We'll tell you about this after the break.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yeah. All right, y'all, we've talked a lot about Cardi being Offset, and his alleged cheating led to an attack on a bartender, which Cardi called a case for, and also their short breakup last year. Well, Cardi and Little Culture are on the January cover of Vogue magazine, and she set the record straight on her relationship with Offset, saying this: "We have come to a clear understanding. For me, monogamy is the only way. I'll beat your ass if you cheat on me."
Private.
Okay? Yeah,
you can tell the little subtleties, because even in that video that they did when they thought he got hacked,
Yes.
He was holding the baby like a battered woman.
Yes.
The baby was the only thing keeping him from getting hit more.
Yeah, I don't think they want any more problems. I did some today on radio. She don't want any more problems. She's trying to stay out of any negative stuff.
Yeah.
And so is he. They don't want that, being talked about negatively about her and her family.
And you know what else hurts me about this? She's on this cover of Vogue magazine.
Yeah.
Beyonce would have never had little baby Blue Ivy on the cover with mismatched shorts. Here she got on this nice red and white polka dot dress, and look at the baby shorts don't even match.
But babies do that.
It's okay.
No, she should have matching shorts.
No, you do know that now they do like a color blocking thing, so red pink goes with red.
Yes.
No, this is red, but it's not matching the red polka dot like her dress.
But the
you
red and white polka dot, red
right.
and white makes pink.
Yes.
So it's kind of the same color and the same. Family.
And I don't like the baby hat neither.
No, I like
baby
the
baby hair. Like, it takes a lot of styling to do that.
I know, but I'm sick
y'all
of baby
know,
hair.
Y'all know I live for baby hair.
Me too.
I live for it. If your baby, it's just a little, all you gotta do is just comb it down and slide it to the side.
Yes.
It's so cute.
But
hers is more like, her baby's baby hair is more like what I used to have, and my mom used to call it train tracks. Because she would slide it down and go to the side and look like train tracks.
All right, so over the weekend, the Art Festival Art Basel just wrapped up, and it went out with a bang. Now, the Spanish designer brand Desigual held a fashion show featuring Madonna's 23-year-old daughter, Lourdes.
Hey,
okay.
That's fly. Now, they call her Lola. Now, it started off with Lola dancing, and all of a sudden, she kisses a girl. Then it turns out to be a full-blown orgy. Now, the sex is simulated. It wasn't real sex, but a lot of it's too hot for TV, so we can't show you Portia. So you just got to, watch this little mini snippet. Check it out.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Y'all remember in The Matrix when they were all down below and they were all dancing and just kind of the new world, just everybody having sex with everybody doing everything.
Like they continued it.
Yeah.
What disturbs me, though, Madonna show taught her to grab a black man. That's the first thing she grabbed when she was coming up that doggone ladder. And it just really hurts my spirit.
But you know what? If you can't be Madonna and think that your daughter ain't going to be freaky like you and be open. Madonna was very open her entire career. Her daughter saw that and is like, I want to be free too.
Well, y'all, is Kim Kardashian firing her sister, Kourtney? LA has the story after the break. Kanye.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, whether we want to admit it or not, we have all of you watching, all of us in this room, have kept up with Kim and Khloe Kardashian. But what about Kourtney?
I like Kourtney.
Kourtney is able to keep her business to herself. Somehow, Kourtney is able to stay real low-key and not share a whole lot. In last night's episode, Kim and Khloe said that they are fed up with Kourtney.
Damn.
They've had it.
No.
Kim explained that Kourtney, being less open about her life, both her and Khloe have to share more to pick up the slack. So it's okay, she's not sharing, but we need the drama for the TV show.
Okay.
So now we're forced to keep sharing more than maybe we necessarily want to.
They're like, come on, Kourtney, step up. You got a juicy one you haven't told you.
Right? In frustration, Kim and Khloe called Kourtney on FaceTime, and Kim said this to Kourtney.
We have a proposal for you. It starts with an F and ends with a D.
But maybe that's what Kourtney wants. Maybe it's good. I want to be fired. I don't want to do this anymore.
From the Jenner side, Kendall's the one who is low-key background.
Model. Working.
So Kourtney and Kendall need to get together and do their own thing, and they would destroy the other sisters. If we were Kim and Kourtney and Khloe, which one would we be?
I'm Kourtney.
No, you're Kim.
No,
you're a great Kim.
You're Khloe.
I'm Kourtney, but I'm
Kourtney.
Oh, I'm Kim?
Yeah, you're Kim.
Yeah.
This is some bizarro world that I do not want to be a part of.
Wait, you don't want to be Chloe?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.